الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you've made some good intentions before watching this silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions that I will listen to the bayan attentively. And whenever I will hear the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I will read Durood-e Paak. And whenever I will hear Sallu alal Habib, Uskurullah, Tubirullah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. The final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, when the day of Thursday comes, Allah azza wa jal sends angels who have with them silver papers and gold pens. They write down the name of those who recite durood on me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. That is the night that starts after the sun sets on Thursday. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has narrated, once Sayyidina Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, went to the wudu area of Jama Masjid Kufa, where he saw a young man making wudu. Drops of used water were dripping from him. The Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O son, repent from disobeying your parents. The young man replied, I have repented. Then he saw drops of water dripping during wudu of another person. The Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, O my brother, repent from fornication. The man replied, I have repented. Then having seen the drops of water dripping during wudu from another person, the Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala said to him, repent from drinking alcohol and listening to music. He replied, I have repented. Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with the power of kashf, spiritual insight. He could see the faults of people. Therefore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made dua to Allah azza wa jal to take back the power of kashf from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, answered his dua, and thereafter he was no longer able to see the sins of people being washed away during wudu. My dear viewers, Madani Channel, we've just heard that our Imam, Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with such a saintly miracle that he was able to see the faults of people, the sins of people, through the drops that were dripping from wudu. Undoubtedly, it was a great miracle, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not want to be made aware of the faults of the people. So he made dua for this privilege to be taken away. And it was. Those people who claim to love Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but remain busy in finding out the faults of others by making unnecessary questions, should learn a lesson. Remember, intentionally trying to find out a fault of a Muslim without shari need, without a shari reason, or revealing his fault is a sin and haram act leading to Jahannam. Regarding the prohibition of finding faults with others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in Surah Al-Hujurat, part 26, verse number 12, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and do not look for faults. Sadr al-Afadil, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated regarding this verse, do not pick out faults with Muslims, nor be in search of hidden information about others, then Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden it, as He is Sattar, the one who conceals. He rahmatullahi ta'ala has further said, it is stated in a blessed hadith, avoid having suspicion. Suspicion is very untruthful thing, and do not find faults with Muslim. Do not have greed, feel jealousy, bear malice, or be cruel to them. O bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, remain brothers of each other as you have been commanded. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He should not be cruel to him. He should not disgrace him. He should not be ungrateful to him. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then pointing towards his blessed chest said, piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, indeed, fortunate are those Muslims who mind their own business by keeping their nafs in check. And instead of finding fault with others, they remain busy continuously removing their own faults. Furthermore, if they somehow become aware of the faults of the Muslim brothers, then instead of being tempted by shaitan and exposing their fault, they conceal them, they hide them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and become deserving of the rewards in the hereafter. It is wise that whenever you feel like talking about the faults of somebody else, start removing your own faults by focusing attention to them. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is a great privilege. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, good news is for that person who has been prevented from finding faults with others due to his own faults. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it has become obvious that it is also an effective way to stay safe from backbiting and evils of our Muslim brothers that one should know his own weaknesses, because when he knows his own faults, then he will surely develop the desire that none of his faults be revealed to others. Therefore, the feeling of concealing, hiding his own faults will convince him to hide, to conceal the faults of others. Let's listen. So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whenever you want to talk about the evils of your companions, remember your own evils. So then Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, O son of Adam, you cannot grasp the essence of faith until you stop searching for faults of people. Start rectifying your own faults and distance them from you. When you do this, you will only be concerned with yourself, and such a person is the most favorite to Allah Azza wa Jalla. A famous Tabi'i saint, Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala, has said, when a person mentions Islamic brothers with good words, the angels that are with him make dua for him. May Allah Azza wa Jalla also grant you the same. Subhanallah. And if a person speaks ill or backbite his brother, then the angels say, oh man, you have revealed his secret. Look at yourself and thank Allah Azza wa Jalla that he has concealed your faults. Sayyidina Rabia Adawiyah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha used to say, when a person tastes the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him aware of his own faults, so he does not pay attention to the faults of others. That is, he is busy rectifying his own faults. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, each of us should prefer concealing the faults of others just as we like to conceal our own faults. Because a sign of perfect faith is that Muslim loves for others what he loves for himself. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, none of you can become a perfect believer, can become a perfect mu'min, unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, understand that the faith of a believer is not perfect unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, and the minimum of this brotherhood is that such a deal be made with your own brother which you like for yourself for him. There is no doubt that you will expect your brother to conceal your secrets and remain silent on your evils and faults, and if he reveals it, then you would certainly become angry. Then how unwise is it that you expect him to keep your secrets while you do not conceal his faults? It is stated in Hadith al-Qudsi, it is surprising that a person who is busy finding faults with others remain unmindful of his own faults. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are hadith that talks about the prohibition of finding faults with Muslim. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sees the hidden fault of someone then conceals it, he will be like the person who saves a child, a girl, buried alive by taking her out of the grave. In Shu'bul Iman, this hadith has been stated that when Allah Azza wa Jal intends to do good to a bondsman, then he makes him aware of his own faults. It is stated in Sahih Muslim, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Whoever conceals the fault of another Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal Sattar will conceal his fault on the Day of Judgment. Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, if a modest man secretly commits an immoral act, then feels regret, then advise him secretly so that he may be reformed. Do not disgrace him. If you keep the secret of your brother, then Allah Azza wa Jal will secretly call you to account on the Day of Judgment. He will not disgrace you. However, one who makes hidden plans to harm someone or is habitual of secretly plotting evil things, he must be exposed so the person could be saved from being harmed or this person may repent. In short, it is good to save someone from being disgraced, but to save someone from his ulterior motives and cruelty or reforming him is also a good act. The author of Milqat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, the person who conceals one fault of a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jalla will conceal 700 of his faults. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in the light of the explanation of this hadith, it becomes obvious that if somebody is plotting to harm the Muslim, then in such case with the intention of safeguarding Muslim, there is no such harm in exposing that person's evil intention. Rather, this is a good thing. However, one must be careful while pointing out faults. Expose only that particular evil which exists if that person intends of exaggerating his evils. Sayyidina Isa Ruhul A'la Nabina Walayhi Salatu Wasalam said to his companion, if you find your brother sleeping in a state that wind has removed his clothes, what will you do? They humbly replied, we will keep it a secret and cover him. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabina Walayhi Salatu Wasalam said, but rather you will uncover him. The companions were surprised and asked, who will do such a thing? Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabina Walayhi Salatu Wasalam replied, any of you who hears anything about his brother, then exaggerates it, this is a grave sin than to remove his clothes. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is necessary to reveal someone's evil act. It should not be exaggerated. If it is exaggerated, it will be a bigger sin. Of course, the amount of addition you have done is a lie, and to speak lie is a major sin. Anyway, someone's hidden fault can be mentioned to another in a case when that fault is harmful to others. If this is not the case, then an effort should be made to gently reform him in private instead of revealing it to others and disgracing him in front of everyone. If you make an effort to reform him in front of everyone else, then it is likely that he may become stubborn, and instead of admitting his own mistake, he may disgrace you. Therefore, your piece of advice should be made in private as much as possible, as this proves to be extremely effective. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, whoever has made his Muslim brother understand in private has advised him and has graced him, and whoever has made him understand in front of everyone has indeed disgraced him. Sayyidina Misr bin Kidham rahmatullahi ta'ala was asked, do you like the person who cautions you of your faults? He replied, if he advises me in private, I will like it. And if he makes me understand in front of everyone else, I won't. Dear viewers of Madani channel, some people have this habit to discover a secret of others and find faults and evil with their own Muslim brother. When people achieve their intentions, they wait for the opportunity and disclose that Muslim's weakness so he may lose his respect. The revered, the respectful, and the renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, no companion should approach me with any words about another. I want to approach you with clean heart. The famous Muhaddith Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, while commenting on the part of the blessed hadith, no companion should approach me with any words about other, has written, neither should we discuss their shortcomings, wrong action, and bad habits, nor should we say that he said this, or he did this, or so and so was saying this. In short, such things which are related to someone should not be mentioned to another person. Summarizing at this part of the blessed hadith, I want to approach you with a clean heart. The famous commentator of glorious Quran, Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, without any hatred for anyone in the heart, There's also a description of a law for us that we should keep our hearts clean from malice towards Muslim, so that our heart reflects the radiance of Medina. Otherwise, the blessed heart of mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the treasure of blessing and the lights of miracle, where malice and grudge have no access at all. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "O you who have established faith with your tongues, but faith has not entered your heart, do not backbite and find faults with Muslim. Because a person who finds faults with Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will expose his fault. And when Allah Azza wa Jal reveals his fault, he is disgraced even if he is in the home." Allahu Akbar. It is stated in another hadith that the one who taunts, commit backbite and find faults with innocent people, he will be resurrected with the face of dog on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Our pious predecessors possessed great qualities, and even after obtaining a high post, they did not have negative changes in their everyday affairs, but they would be more careful. These great personalities were always on the alert from the tricks of nafs and shaitan. And from time to time, they would ask a subordinate about themselves. And if a subordinate will let them know of their own weaknesses, they won't be displeased with that person. The second Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, who would consider it a gift if he was informed about his fault. And he would say, "May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on that person who gives him a gift in the form of informing his brother about his fault." Furthermore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite being confirmed Jannati and having countless great attributes without any faults, have stated, "May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on that person who informs me of my faults." Once Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu approached Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "What things do you dislike in me?" Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu politely refused to mention it. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu insisted. Then Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, "I have heard that there are two types of food on dasturkhan, and you have two clothes, one you wear in the day and other in the night." Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Anything other than this?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said no. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Do not worry about these two things. There's no such thing in me." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it has become obvious that if a sympathetic and sincere brother tells us about any of our faults, then instead of becoming angry and taking revenge or revealing his fault, we should thank him. In fact, he's a great benefactor. He is our well-wisher. Because if he had concealed the fault from us, this was possible that same fault may have been displayed in front of others and may have destroyed our character in front of others. In blessed ahadith, persuasion has been made to properly inform the Muslim brother about his faults. The Prophet of Rahmah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "A true believer is a mirror for a true believer. A true believer is a brother of a true believer, that he removes his destruction from him and takes care of him in his absence." It is stated in another narration that each of you is a mirror of your brother. So if you see an evil in him, you should remove that evil from him. Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman says, "As the mirror shows the defects and the qualities of the face, similarly, a Muslim should contribute informing his Muslim brother about his faults so that he may reform himself." In short, it is prohibited to disgrace others, but we should help reform an individual as an act of reward. He further mentioned, "We look at the mirror so that we can see the spots and patches on our face. We go to the physician so that we can be cured. The company of such true believer is extremely useful." Therefore, the Sufiya rahimahumullah have said, "Do not always sit with your disciple and students who praise you all the time, but rather sometimes sit with your spiritual guides, your teacher and your elders, where you may become aware of your deficiencies. An elephant recognizes its actual state when it sees a mountain. always think over the greatness and glories of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, so that you may keep feeling your sinfulness and inferiority. Muhaqqiqeen Sufiya rahimahumullah have derived this meaning of the blessed hadith that a true believer, when he sees a fault in the Muslim, he should feel that it is his fault, which he can see in him. As whatever spots and patches we can see in a mirror, they're actually on our face. Subhanallah, my dear Jesus Mother Inshallah, from blessed hadith and its explanation, it becomes obvious that we should attain the blessing of the company of such people by virtue of whom we could rectify, we could correct our own faults. Alas, there's a Madani mindset now that the delicate time has come where we consider the person who always praise us. Unfortunately, the time has come where we consider a person to be good when he constantly praises us, where he constantly says yes to us. We don't want to listen to our own faults. My dear viewers of Madani channel, some people do not speak ill of anybody, but the cunning shaitan tries to trap them in other ways. That is to say that when there is a gathering and people are revealing faults of another Muslim, this person, instead of concealing the faults or instead of walking away from that gathering, he enjoys their talk and are seen laughing aloud. In this way, they also join those who make the honor and respect of a Muslim a center of joke. However, if someone mentions another mistake or a fault, either in his presence or in his absence, then if there's no shari'i reason and with the intention of earning rewards in the hereafter, the honor of that Muslim should immediately be protected. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever safeguards the honor of his Muslim brother in his absence, it is upon the mercy of Allah azza wa jal to free him from Jahannam. It is stated in another blessed hadith, whoever safeguards the honor of his brother in this world, Allah azza wa jal will send an angel on the day of judgment who will protect him from Jahannam. Relating to a childhood incident, Sayyidina Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, at night I was awake, busy in prayers and worship, and was reciting the Holy Quran. Some people were sleeping around us. I asked my father, none of them would wake up to offer two rakat of salah. They were sleeping as though they had died. After hearing this, my father replied, oh my beloved son, if you had slept, it would have been better for you than finding faults with other people. My dear viewers of Madani channel, unfortunately nowadays, we like the company of those who actually reveal secrets, who actually reveal faults of others. Remember, Sayyidina Bakr bin Abd Muzni rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, whenever you see a person picking out people's fault, then it must be understood that he is an enemy of Allah and has fallen into the hidden plans of Allah. We should refrain those companies, we should refrain those people, we should refrain sitting with those people. If possible, we should try our utmost best to try to reform them, in private. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in short, today we heard about the condemnation of revealing the faults of a Muslim and virtues of concealing other Muslims' fault. It is stated in Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not look for fault. The person who's constantly occupied in rectifying himself, correcting his own fault, refrains from finding faults in others. This person has been given good news in blessed ahadith. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses such a person that he starts recognizing his own faults. Therefore, our pious predecessors would seek protection from seeing and hearing the faults of others. Sayyidina Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh made dua about even to take his own spiritual power, to take his own saintly miracle away that will reveal faults of others. This is the lifestyle of our pious predecessors. And on the contrary, do we go and look for fault with others? If we do, we should immediately repent. Remember, if we conceal someone else's fault, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal our fault. And we don't want our faults to be known by others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to conceal the faults of Muslim. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.